I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio Morning Sports with the remarkable Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Season 49, Merrill, another year. How does it feel?
Feels great. It's exciting to come back with a team that will enter tonight as the best team in the National Football League and hopefully prove it week after week.
Merrill, what was your big takeaway from camp?
I think it was a very, very well-organized camp. Everybody seemed to be on the same page. The only thing you have to remember is that at no point did the starting offense play at the same time at any practice. There was always this guy out, that guy out. This will be the first time when the starting offense actually gets together for the first time.
Any concern about that from the lack of reps during practices?
I think there's a certain amount of concern. I think when you go into a season, you like to be in sync. But that's what happens today in the National Football League. Look, it happened last year where the Eagles never played a starter during the preseason or hardly any of the starters during the preseason except for maybe younger players. But the fact of the matter is they stayed healthy throughout the season. When they went into the playoffs, they had 22 healthy starters, and that's important. So it's part of the National Football League that you don't go in as in sync as you would like, but you build throughout the season. It's a different league than it was years ago. Today, the four games in September almost seem like what the preseason games used to be back in years ago when they used to play the first and second games. You'd get the starters out there for maybe a quarter, then maybe a half. They used to call the third preseason game the dress rehearsal, and then they'd rest everybody for the fourth preseason game. But this is a different world today, and with a 17-game schedule, keeping people healthy is the number one goal.
So we talk about that first game, Eagles-Cowboys. What did you think of the Micah Parsons trade?
It's an earth-shattering trade. It certainly is a trade that is going to make the Green Bay Packers better, and the Cowboys are going to have to wait to see what they can get with their two draft choices plus. But it certainly doesn't make the Cowboys better.
Okay, Merrill, without any further ado, your first set of keys for the 2025 season, what is it going to take for the Eagles to beat the Cowboys on opening night?
Well, number one, turn Saquon Barkley loose. Last season, Dallas was 29th against the run. That was with Micah Parsons. Number 26 should have a big night. Number two, bring the heat on Dak Prescott. The Cowboys quarterback missed 9 games last year and needed hamstring surgery. Don't give him time to go downfield to CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens. They are dangerous receivers. And number three, match the Cowboys' special teams. They have a great kicker in Brandon Aubrey, an all-pro punter in Brian Auger, and a dangerous returner in Kayvon Turpin.
We know that the Eagles will not be out there for the banner unveiling. They weren't out there in 2018 either. I think a lot of us forgot that. How excited are you to see the unveiling of the Super Bowl 59 banner?
I'm excited. It will mean a lot to the fans, but I also understand why Nick Sirianni wants the team in the locker room concentrating on their mission, which is to beat the Dallas Cowboys.
And what do you think of the Eagles' chances, Merrill, to do that tonight?
Well, the Eagles are the better team. There's no doubt about that. But there are a lot of upsets the first week of the season. Hopefully, this is not one of them.
Merrill, tremendous stuff as always. Love chatting with you again. We'll do it all season, and we'll do it after this one is over. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.